No, probably not. Not in these circumstances, I guess. And coming where we come from our collapse on day three, just really proud of our whole group, how they stuck to their plans and kept digging in, and extremely proud of Usman. It was one of the great test innings. I think we always want to play good cricket, there's no doubt about that, but I was just really proud of the way we stuck at it, and we spoke pre-series about the need to really fight here and show real patience, and it's one thing to talk about it, it's another thing to do it after you've had a 10 for 60 collapse. I think that can shake a few people's belief, but credit to, I suppose, our whole staff to keep the boys together and thinking clearly, and we never lost hope, I suppose, that we could do that today. There was probably times where it was probably a bit of a dream, but I thought, yeah, we just fought, dug in and played a brand that Australian cricket team wants to play.
Tell you what, that first innings was, batted 85, and that was as tough as any innings as I've played. I was absolutely drenched. Came off the field. I normally never sweat from my shirt and whatnot. My shirt was drenched, and my pants were drenched, and that took it out of me a fair bit. I never had an innings like that. And then the second innings was just trying to bat, really. I was feeling pretty good for most of it until we got to probably about the second session with 1 hour left just before tea, and then I was withering. I was just, just asking for God to get the sun down so I can get some shade, and got in the change rooms and felt good again after I got in there, and then it got a bit cooler. So, I just love batting, and I was just enjoying batting out there and enjoying getting a few partnerships with the boys and playing cricket for Australia. That's what you dream to do.
Can you describe
what those last few moments, the lights on the team? Yeah. I don't know how Dutchie was feeling, but I was absolutely crapping myself. All that hard work that we'd done to sort of set the game up, I guess, in that last hour, and then all that hard work, and then obviously I got out and left Painting up with the big task to steer it home. Can't deny how hard of a situation that is, especially when you come off the field and done all that work. All you want to do is, please, just get through this. And, Lino batted beautifully. Painty batted beautifully at the end. But credit to all the guys came for him, especially Heddy. Got a really good partnership going in his first test. It was really hard when he came in yesterday. It was reverse swinging big, and he got through that and then played really well. And those are things, those are partnerships you need if you're trying to save a match in the last day.
Dan? Usman, there's only one guy who's about longer than that before any test match ever. Mike Hamilton, the Wanderers, going 1-5. I know it's only a few minutes afterwards, but does it feel momentous? Is that for you, where this team's at?
Not yet. If it will, if it hasn't yet, it's just, I think I'm just more happy about, being where we were. We were a chance to cross, possibly even having the follow on at one stage, and understandably they batted again, gave their bowls a bit of a rest, and then came back out. But to just bat that long of a period in Asia, let alone, it's a bit different at the Gabba, where it's probably a nicer wicket on day five than out there. It's a lot of credit to a lot of the guys. Just, it shows a lot of guts. It shows a lot of courage to do something like that. And hopefully we can take the momentum to the next game.
And Tim, how nice does it feel to break new ground or be in fresh territory for Australian cricket for good reasons, I suppose, after the year that the Australian cricket has had?
Yeah, great. That's, as I said, that's exactly the brand of cricket we wanted to play. We know that to become a good team, we first have to be hard to beat. So that's one of the things that JL's spoken to us, and we had an opportunity to do that today. And as I've said, I'm just really proud of our whole group, the way they went about it, the way they applied themselves today.
Gav?
Batsmen talk about being in the zone. Is that what you were there for the fourth innings, where you just felt like everything was working and everything external was just floated out, you're just concentrating one ball at a time? Do you think you were just in that zone?
I was just batting like it was any other innings. I wasn't worried about whether it was the fourth innings or whether we were trying to save a match at any stage, really. I was just trying to bat because I knew if I went away from batting normally, then I was more likely to get out in those conditions. Especially being a left-hander, Yasser was bowling into the rough. The Ockie, Balaha, a little bit of rough too. And so I just knew I just had to play how I would normally play in any situation, and that was the best way for me to score runs and to stay out there. You saw we were pretty positive the whole way through. Even when we knew we were just trying to save a match, we were still taking two, still running, still, you know, hitting boundaries and stuff. So it was just more of a mindset thing to make sure that we were staying positive out there, because you know, in these conditions, once you start, you know, worrying about blocking it out, it can get quite tough. It definitely makes it less easier for them, but sometimes in these conditions you have to accept that you're going to get stuck down an end if the spinner bowls well. That's the thing about patience out here. You're obviously trying to score runs, but the runs obviously happen a lot slower here than they do back home in Australia. Feel like I can get away a bit more in Australia, and that's the hard thing about being in the subcontinent, especially for Australians coming over. It's something we're not used to growing up and playing with. Yeah, there was definitely something there, I reckon. It was mostly just about getting 100 for Australia on the last day of a match and trying to save a game. But like, a lot of work goes into, you know, playing cricket at the highest level. I've worked as hard as anyone. I've worked my backside off for the last 10 years in first-class cricket, day in, day out. You know, people think because of my relaxed nature that that's not the case, that I've been gifted to be able to get to where I am, but it's not the case at all. I've worked my absolute backside off for the last 10 years and really worked as hard as I can in different conditions like this and in England and other places, and that sort of stuff goes, you know, people overlook that sort of stuff, and you don't get to play at the highest level without putting in that hard yard. Nothing, there's no secret to success, it's all about hard work. So you know, I was just grateful to be out there playing for Australia and getting 100 for Australia, really. Every time I get 100, it's a great feeling.
There's no Smith and Warner in the lineup. Did you personally feel like an onus to take on?
No, look, I just knew how hard it was for the new guys to start. You know, whether it's Payne coming in or Heddy coming in or anyone else coming in, the conditions like them, it was always hard to start. And for me, it's just about trying to stay out there for as long as I can and trying to bat for as long as I can while scoring runs and giving us the best opportunity to take as deep as possible for us to draw a match. That's all I was thinking, nothing else. And trying to work with my teammates to get partnerships going. And that was it, really. It wasn't easy out there to bat at any stage, especially, you know, day three, day four, day five, there's a lot of rough out there. And, you know, thankfully it was my day today to play well and to do well. And the cricket goes in circles, it goes up and down. You try to make good days into great days. All I was trying to do was trying to make a good day last as long as possible. Nothing other than that. You know, you can come out the next game, get two ducks. That's just cricket. So, yeah, just enjoying being out in the middle and batting, to be honest.
Yeah, obviously, that's the first time you've opened the batting in these conditions in Asia. What difference did that make to you?
Yeah, I don't know. Look, it is a very hard place to start in Asia. You know, it's hard enough starting opening in Asia when they're starting with spinners when it normally is. And as the wicket starts to take turn and the reverse swing starts to come in play, and when you come into that, it's even harder. So, look, I just enjoyed the challenge of opening. I told JL that I was happy to bat wherever he wanted me to. It wouldn't have made a difference to me, opening three or four, wherever. I was just trying to do a job for my team, really. And that was it.
Louis?
Me and Uz were just talking about that, actually. Yeah, we were both a bit nervous, no doubt about that. I felt in really good space when I was batting with Urs. Just sort of got a partnership going, but as the wickets started to fall and the overs were getting closer, it was a nervous feeling. But Lino and I were actually talking about, because both of our families actually aren't here at the moment, the rest of the guys are, so we were just going to go down to the team room tonight and watch a few episodes of In Between Us, and that was what was getting Lino through, so I just went with him, to be honest. So apparently we're going to order a pizza tonight, go to the team room and put In Between Us on. That's our reward, so that's what got us through that last six or seven overs. Yep, certainly is. A different one for Lino after a test match, that's for sure. But we haven't got a long turnaround, so I'll be pretty quiet tonight.
Last question.
Well, Bruce, could you expand a little bit on how things have been like adjusted since Pat Lyons was coach, and I suppose the competencies in you, or how that relationship has gone?
Well, I think JL's just fitting really well. It's always hard for a new coach to come in. Buff was there for so long, but I think JL is an extremely good communicator, and you know, when he talks to you about cricket, he's so passionate and he just wants the best for everyone. So whenever you talk to him about cricket, you know it's coming from a good place, and he's obviously a really good communicator, and you can chat to him about the game and you can express your opinions and he won't take it too hard, and he does the same. So you know, it's obviously only one test match that's happened so far, but I think he instills you know, a lot of belief in the guys as a team, as a whole, and he's been there and done it too, obviously, so you get a lot of reassurance from that.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks very much. Thank you. Thank you. Seeing you in Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi.
Thanks, Alice.